Hi, thank you for visiting the Remnant Church podcast. We hope that this message will be seed planted in the fertile ground of your heart, watered a seed that has already been planted, and that the Lord of the harvest will bring the increase. May it take roots downward and fruit grow upward and outward. Let us join the message already in progress.
For the past 12 weeks, we've been in a series talking about vision. It's been incredible because we're literally seeing the promises and the vision that God has given this church come to fruition. You heard the announcements. We'll be in our new building 2 Sundays from today. But this series over the last 12 weeks has really dealt with us as individuals and as a corporate body having kingdom spiritual vision. Seeing not just with these fleshly eyes, but seeing what God has for us individually and as a body, what he has in store for us, what he has promised us. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans. This is what God said. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans that are good, that give you hope, that give you future, that prosper you, right? And so a lot of times in life, we get in these situations, we get in trials, we get in tribulations, and we tend to focus on those things, and we lose sight of what God has already said. So we've been talking about having kingdom spiritual vision, and last week I said I was closing that thing out. But I got one more thing I want to do with it this week. Is that all right? Is that okay? I'm glad, because I was going to do it anyway. This week, we all know it's Thanksgiving week. And so this Thursday is a time where we as a mainstream culture, right, we set aside one Thursday out of the year to reflect on our lives and give thanks. But we do that by coming together, eating real good, stuffing our faces with turkey and ham and all the fixings and watching some football, and that's how we give thanks. But I have nothing wrong with that. I do all those things, right? I get together with my family. We have a good time. But we are told in God's word that we're to be thankful at all times, right? In all circumstances. And it also goes on to say, it says, not only are we to be thankful in all circumstances, but it goes on to say that that is God's will for us. That is God's will for our life in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, it doesn't say that we have to be thankful for all things, right? There's some things that have happened I'm not too thankful for, right? But it says that we can still give thanks in all circumstances, in and through every circumstance. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Y'all probably hear me say that a lot, but I got a lot of favorite scriptures. But that this is, it says, in every situation, no matter how good, no matter how bad, we still have something to be thankful for. They threw it up there for us, right? Give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That means I can give thanks when my car breaks down or when I leave church and I hit a deer. I can give thanks when I get a bad report. I can still give thanks when I got more month left than I do got money left. Right? I can still give thanks when I'm not feeling well. I can give thanks in and through every circumstance. Is that easy? Absolutely not. Right? But should I do it? Absolutely I should. Why? Because God's word tells me it's his will for my life. Remember, if you go back to where the disciples asked Jesus, they said, teach us how to pray. And he said, hey, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done, right? If we want God's will to be done on earth, that means I should be giving thanks in all circumstances. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it kind of just backs this up and confirms it. We got that to throw up there, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So That is what we do, right? If things aren't going right, if things aren't going our way, if things seem to be falling apart, through prayer, we go to the Lord in prayer and we start asking Him, hey, things aren't going right. Let's see, can you turn it for good, right? Right? Can you turn it for good? But when we go to Him, we don't go to Him praying and complaining. We go with Him through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And as we do that, when we go into a mode of prayer and supplication, asking God with thanksgiving in our hearts, what happens, it says, verse 7, it says, the peace of God comes in those situations, and it surpasses, it overtakes all the mess we may be going through. And then it actually takes, and it puts a guard over our heart. It puts a guard over our mind. You know, it's real hard to complain and praise God at the same time. Prayer and praise, which is thanksgiving, it's a form of giving thanks, it will triumph over circumstances and complaining every time if we choose to do it. So we have to give thanks. But who do we give thanks to? To the one we were just singing to. To the one who's always seen us through time and time again. To the one who, even in our unfaithfulness, remains faithful to us, right? The one who makes a way when there seems to be no way. The one who gives us something called a testimony. Anybody in the house got a testimony, right? Well, if you don't have one, you can have one before you leave today, right? A testimony, what is a testimony? A testimony is something we have witnessed. It's something that we have experienced for ourselves. Things that we know we have seen Him or we have experienced Him do in our lives. It's something that we can take, that we've experienced, and we can tell others about. How many know that God wants us to be a witness for Him? About 15 people out of 300. How many know God wants you to be a witness for Him? God wants you to be a witness for Him. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, You shall be witnesses of Me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. Now a witness is someone who has seen or experienced something, someone that serves as proof of a thing. I'm a witness. I serve as proof that this happened. We are His witnesses. We are living proof that God is real. You know that everything I've ever tried in this life and in this world, I found that He's the realest. He's the realest, right? Everything I've ever wanted, everything I ever thought I needed, He proved to be so much more to me than what I thought I was searching for. Everything I thought I was living for, I actually found something in Him that I was willing to die to myself for. To crucify my flesh. Why? Because He is real to me. He's so real to me, I've experienced Him. Right? Growing up in and around church, after my dad got saved when I was about 5 years old, and I just remember his life being transformed. But we were in church from that moment forward, anytime the doors were open, right? And my dad began to sing and evangelize in different churches. And so we went to all kind of places of worship. And so there were so many different places of worship I got to experience. Wayne and Kathy was there for the long haul with us. They were singing with him. Boy, I just remember, I didn't plan it. This ain't in my notes, Wayne. But I remember we'd go to these churches and Wayne and Dad and Kathy would sing these duets, but Wayne would be there and there'd be these speaking parts in songs. And Wayne would get up there, boy, he'd get to going, he'd get to marching from the north, the south, the east, and west, all nations. Do you remember that, Wayne? Wayne just used to praise the Lord. It was just awesome. We got to experience the move of God in so many places. But there was this old song that went around the churches, and even at our old church, East Calhoun Church of God, it said this. Y'all may recognize it. It said, maybe you can sing it. It might be a hard one, though. Can't nobody do me like Jesus? Do it. Let's do a sample. I was going to sing it, but, man, I'm going to spare y'all. Wouldn't y'all much rather hear her sing? Let's see. You can tell we didn't plan this. I'm just rolling with it. Listen, there are some things that cannot be explained. They just have to be experienced. Anybody know what I'm talking about, right? That's kind of what this song is saying in those words. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Of everything I've experienced in this life, I haven't found anything better than him. Can I get an amen? Y'all can see the hair on my arms. I feel him. Nobody can do us like Jesus. I'm just going to skip a lot of these notes because I just feel a different direction. Last week, we talked about the children of Israel. And we talked about them crossing over the River Jordan and stepping into the Promised Land. Anybody remember that from last week, right? But as they were crossing over, the Lord instructed them. He told Joshua, who was now their leader, right? He says, as you cross over, as I split that River Jordan and you walk across on dry ground, I want you to get 12 men from every tribe, right? One from each tribe of the tribes of Israel. And I want them to have one of them pick up a stone, carry it on their shoulders across to the other side of the river. And when everyone crosses over, I want you to build a memorial there. To stand to show what God has done at this place in this moment. I'm just going to read that to you again from Scripture, right? Joshua 4, 1 through 7. It says, and it came to pass when the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's foot stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and lead them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. I pointed this out last week. I'm going to point it out again. Joshua 4:6 says, this shall be a sign, shall be a testimony to you. It shall be a testimony to you. When you place those rocks right there, it'll remind you what I've done in this moment, what I've done for you. But not only for you, it goes on to say in Joshua 4:6, when your children ask in time, what do these stones mean to you? You will answer them with what the Lord did. What the Lord did. So our testimonies, this was our point last week, right? Our testimonies will allow the next generation to see what God is able to do. Not just for you or not just for the people in the Bible, but for them too, for generations to come. Our testimonies are what help and what instigate kingdom vision to coming alive in our children and our children's children and our children's children's children for generations to come. What do these stones mean? What are the monumental moments in your life, and what did God do in those moments? That was here to write down. We handed out index cards as you walked in, right? And I asked you to write down a testimony or testimonies. Something that God has done for you or your family since you've been here at Remnant Church. What has He done in the past 9 years? We've been in this building 9 years. We were 1 year in a basement. 1 year in a basement, 2015 to 2016. July of 2016, we moved in this building. We've been here ever since. So in the 9 years from the in this building, or even the 10 years from the basement to this moment, what has God done for you? And I did that. I asked you to do that because I felt like God was saying, I want you to build a memorial in this place in a way, okay? I'm not asking you to pick up stones and carry them. I asked you to just write on a card. Because God has done some great things in this place. He's done some monumental things in this place. And last week, there were so many cards that were turned in. I'll be honest with you. I got home Sunday night from youth. I got home, and I had not made it yet. I left a little early with Elisha. Pulled out those cards. I started reading, but I called her. She was on her way. And I just started reading, and I read every one of those cards. I read them to myself and out loud to Amanda. And we wept for hours straight reading these cards. As we read all that God has done. Some things we knew, some things we did not know. The Lord did it all. Today, I really felt led. I'm going to read several of these cards. I could not read all of them, right? Time would not permit that, right? But I'm going to read several. I'm not going to put names on them. There's no names. I'm going to say any names or anything. I'm just going to read testimonies of what God has done in this building and beyond. And my prayer is that through this, our faith as a people would be strengthened to know and to believe that what He's done here, He is getting ready to do in a greater capacity, in a greater way, as we move into our new building and have our first service there. Y'all ready to hear some testimonies? I'm just going to read them. Restored my relationship with my daughter. We had not spoken in 3 years. She was angry with me. I prayed every service, and I begged for God to make things better. On April 2nd, 2018, God did it. He restored our relationship better than I could have ever since. God is so good. What God has done at the Remnant, the Lord has begun to bring His promise to me that He gave to me at 11 years old into fruition. My children have had their first encounters with the Holy Spirit here. Our faith as a family has been strengthened and fed because of the leadership and our experience here. This one simply says, God has given me a home, God has given me a family, and someone to love. He healed my heart after an emotional and mental divorce. Finding Him and realizing that's what I needed has forever changed my life. God has showed me love and peace, and that I am deserving of it. I am so thankful for my new life. He has brought me closer to Him. He made me want to live a life more pleasing to Him, to love like Jesus, choose grace with every situation. God has allowed my family to grow and always given provision when the finances were tight. Every time we would begin to worry, we would remember God was our provider and every need would be met. Where do I even begin? Since the basement church, God has done so much for me as an individual and as a family. After struggling with infertility for years, God blessed us with two children. I survived an ectopic pregnancy where I lost over half the blood in my body. After the birth of my second child, I went into congestive heart failure, and miraculously, God healed me with a heart transplant. Beyond amazed at the things that the Lord has done, the Lord did it. This goes with the first card. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Our kids were born after we were told we didn't know if we could have them. Cassidy's heart transplant. We had a prayer service with so much unity where God could have blown the roof off this place. I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit here to live a better life and a more godly lifestyle. I quit drinking and I've grown closer to God. God healed my dad, God took away the alcohol, and God brought my family closer. He healed me. He brought me closer in relationship with Him. He taught me true relationship through His word, prayer, fasting, and worship. He has made my marriage stronger. He has shown me how to love. I dedicate things that have happened since coming to Remnant in 2019. Been here since 2019. I rededicated my life to the Lord. I got baptized at the Evans Farm. I stepped into serving roles at church. I held prayer meetings at my house. I was healed of a mental illness of 9+ years. I was born alcohol, weed, lust. I received numerous words that changed the trajectory of my life. I found my calling and purpose in the Lord, and I've gained a church family I can count on. God has brought me here to get back on track. The first thing I prayed for was for my faith to be restored and that my family to go back to church after hurt. I have witnessed my family's faith grow and watched for the first time my sisters raised hands in worship. God has also delivered me from depression and suicide. He helped me make friendships so I know I wasn't alone. He answered my prayer on my medical journey and brought me closer to Him. He showed me the power of prayer. That's simple, but that's powerful. He showed me the power of prayer. What God has done for me, He saved me. He fed me. He gave me peace. He gave me the money I've needed. He's loved me. He's removed sickness from my body, and He gave me good sleep. God healed me from cancer. He delivered me from fear and from doubt, and He drew me closer to Him. He healed my wife, myself, and my nephew from a severe case of COVID. He healed my wife from breast cancer, stage 3, with no medical treatment at all. It was a miracle. God healed our son of a very consuming fear. It had consumed him for 6 years. I left it in the altar at Remnant. God protected my son from what I feared was cancer. Day mornings until he met Julie. God restored our marriage. God drew our boys closer to Him, saving their souls, drawing them to Him, God provided. God healed our hearts and our family. God drew me closer to Him. God provided friends who are more like family. And God blessed us with more than we could ever imagine. I've watched God make my family stronger. My son and my husband were saved here. And they started attending regularly. God has blessed us beyond measure. I will never forget or get over it. And I'll tell everyone I meet. He called me to preach again here. He let me witness a place where the sole purpose is to honor His presence. I've seen my wife and kids grow in their knowledge and faith in God. God has been gracious enough to show me Christian leadership in an authentic form after seeing it mismanaged elsewhere. Presence, 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 presence. The Lord brought us friends that have become like family in this building. Our daughter has been prayed for over many times, and we are finally feeling like we are making progress with her diagnosis and finding answers. We came to Georgia for my husband's job to be close to his family. We are staying in Georgia because of Remnant. The Lord has us here for this church and this body of people. God restored my hope and my desire for more of Him. He refreshed my soul. I was in lust and... God drew us here and drew us close. We continued to seek Him, and He met us every time as He always does. He strengthened our marriage in ways I'd never hoped for. I guess my expectations weren't too high. He increased my joy, peace, and security. No fear, because I don't try to do things myself. He changed my desires to grow not only spiritually, but as a person, and not to be hindered by insecurities or weaknesses. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I finally realized the impact of that. He gave me life when the doctors gave up. Doctors said I would never get out of my bed, but I trusted God. He raised me out of health problems I wasn't sure I would be able to come through, and He brought healing in my life and brought worship for Him into my heart differently than it ever was before. He restored my worship, blessed us with godly pastors that truly love and pray for us, and go the extra mile to come be with us in our desperate time at the hospital. And I know we have found home with God's people. In our older years, God placed us here. What the Lord has done for me. He led my family to Remnant. He healed my son's heart through surgery at 7 months old. He healed my daughter's heart condition. He healed my body from cancer. He sent my mom to join us here at Remnant. Wow. Believing and preparing for the Lord to send other relatives to join. He saved my life. My story. He introduced my children to revival. Watching them encounter God's presence, like I did as a child, was an answer to my prayers. God has truly been so, so good to me. When I first started Remnant, my heart was broken with the passing of my daughter. I can say now I'm refreshed, and I know I will see her again. He brought my marriage closer to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's brought my children closer to God. We've been to many churches, one that we went to for years, but now we feel at home. He brought us so much peace and love during my husband's injury. He carried us through our financial hardship while my husband was out of work. We never, ever went without what we needed or wanted. That was God. He brought us to a place where we as a family can grow in Christ. He healed our daughter's heart, closed the hole in her heart. He placed me back in getting to serve with kids. My heart has always been with Kids Church. So much more I could write, and I'm so thankful. It wasn't in this building, but on the youth trip. The second or third night, everything changed. My whole life I've been a rebellious kind of troublemaker. But I sometimes went to church with my aunt, yet still went back to my old ways. But about a year or so ago, me and my mom started coming here. She started praying for me to believe and trust. The youth trip changed my whole life. I went up to the altar and I prayed over everything, and I felt His presence, and I felt change and so much burden leave me. I was free, and I'm so thankful. He helped me forgive so many people in my life. He finally made me realize that relationships are very important. Once I fixed my relationship with God, every other relationship was so much easier to fix. I'm so much closer to God, my family, my friends. I am so thankful. God has shown me more about who He is than any other time in my life. We saw our foster child discover Jesus, learn about Him, and give her life to Him in just a few months. Although she went back to her family, we know Remnant was a tool that God used to change her life forever. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit led Pastor Andrew to pray over our daughter unasked while she was in such a dark time in her life. The tangible, beautiful presence of God has met me time and time again here at Remnant. It was worth moving to Georgia to be here at Remnant. So thankful to be where the Holy Spirit is, obeyed and honored. We've seen deliverance, breakthrough, healing, peace flood our lives. All glory to you, King Jesus. My granddaughter was so depressed, full of fear and anxiety. She was saved and complete years out of fear, and now she's on fire and worshiping loud, singing for Jesus. I've come to realize the importance of daily worship and Bible reading in my life due to Pastor Andrew's instruction and compassion. He restored the fire in me for the Lord. Surrender. Something I did not understand until Remnant. I have learned that what I receive is far better than what I have given up. My vision is clearer than it's ever been. God has shown me the power of prayer. I've seen strongholds leave people right in front of me. I felt the spirit of fear leave my mind and peace take its place. I've seen people leave this building changed for the better forever. Started out a long time ago. A friend eventually invited us to Remnant. But after my service here, I never wanted to miss a service here. Even watching online, ones when I couldn't make it. But most of all, coming here made my relationship with my friends and with Jesus grow exponentially. I don't feel so alone anymore. I know I have Jesus. And I know I have a church family, the Lord, and this church. He saved me. God introduced us to like-minded parents that my sons have started friendships with their sons. My wife and I have prayed for this for a very long time. God gave my husband. I've had some really bad back problems in my lower back. I went up for prayer. In that moment of prayer, my back started to feel like it was on fire. And my back started to tingle and the pain started to go away. I was healed. Thank you for the prayer. Thank God I am healed. God has brought me and my family through hard battles more than I can count. He has met us where we were when all seemed lost and hopeless. He has allowed me to go into business for myself, which has given me more time with my family and allowed me to be more involved with church. He has delivered me and set me free, and I've seen my family's life change as well. I got free from porn, and I married the love of my life. Come on, somebody. The Lord Jesus has taken me from the pits of addiction and multiple things of bondage, and He's used those things to strengthen me and break the yokes on me. The few that still try to flicker have no hope, because I found Jesus and I found a great place to worship Him at Remnant. I came back to God and married my wife. I quit drinking. I've changed my entire life thanks to Remnant and God. God has delivered me from alcohol. God has brought my entire immediate family to church together. We praise and worship together. He gave me peace even in my worst. God provided a family when I no longer had one, a place where the word is preached without what's necessary for my heart, spirit, mind, and soul. I found Him alive and moving at Remnant Church. So grateful for His goodness and faithfulness. This one simply says, liver transplant, the Lord did it. Six people at my job got laid off work, but they called me in and offered me a promotion with raises. My husband received a liver transplant. My husband also had a tumor on his spine per Emory CT scan. We prayed. 3 months later, the scan showed no tumor. He got me out of the darkest time of my life and gave me a purpose in worship leading. In this building, I've had the privilege to watch all four of my children truly experience the full presence of God. As a mother, what more could I ever want other than to watch my children build and have their relationship with the Lord nurtured under the leadership of Remnant Church. The comfort I have as a mother to know that the lives of my children have been marked by the presence of the Lord in this building, I will forever be grateful. Since I graduated from Barry and moved to Calhoun, I've struggled to find a church that I feel like is a family. When I walked into this beautiful place just 3 weeks ago, God showed me how I can say I am home, and I found my church family. I was welcomed with open arms, which I haven't found in 2 years since graduating, and I tried so many churches. I truly feel God's Spirit moving us. He gave me peace through my husband's open heart surgery. He saved my dad's life this year and delivered me from fear and anxiety. The Lord saved my soul. The whole row I sit on is my whole family. He shut the mouth of the lion. He moved the mountains. And he's bringing my husband out of darkness into light. This paper isn't big enough for all God has done for me and my family. God has healed my heart and shown me faithfulness. Even when I felt like my family was falling apart, my church family was always here for me. God has used this church to make me feel more loved than I've ever felt. Jesus delivered me from depression and suicidal thoughts. Jesus saved my soul. Jesus blessed me with a church that makes me feel welcome and like family. He stopped a service to show me he cared about me after almost killing myself 4 days prior. I have PTSD from 3 combat deployments. I went through a divorce and bankruptcy. I had the gun in my mouth on the side of 41 screaming from pain. He worked through you, Andrew. I will always love you, this church, and God for that. He has led my family back to church at this church to worship with me. He has showed me what a praying woman by my side looks and feels like. My son now loves reading the Bible and singing gospel songs and worshiping with me. Pastor Andrew, the people of this church, my family and I now have a church to call home. Not only a church home, but also started a revival in my family's lives. Only been coming about 3 months now, but we thank God for leading us here. I just started coming here about a month ago, but in that time, God has provided everything that I needed to get my license back. I've not had a license in 14 years. A week after getting my license, God gave me a car. You see, this is huge for me because just 4 short years ago, I was lost, addicted to drugs, homeless on the streets and hopeless. But God, He saved my life, and ever since, He just keeps showing up and showing out. I will live every day of my life for Him. I felt comfortable here enough to be led to be baptized. I asked God to let me feel the power of His fire during an altar call. I was so nervous to feel it and also nervous to not feel it. When Pastor Andrew laid his hands on my head, I felt this heat in my chest. No one will ever be able to convince me that God is not real. Thank you, pastors, for helping me grow in my relationship with God since my family started coming here. He saved me when the doctors told me it was my choice, life or death. November 20th will be 2 years that I took the first step to say, I'm not allowing the devil to have control over my life or my children's life, and God has transformed our lives. The Lord did it. I started in the basement, have been here ever since. God has blessed me so much. I've learned patience, more love than I've ever seen, healing after healing. This church has blessed my soul over and over, has strengthened me when I was weak. I've seen souls saved. I love my pastor who tells nothing but the truth. My heart has stayed true to God because of this church. Praise be to God forever. My time here at Remnant, I have grown closer to God. My family has grown closer to each other. Me and my husband rededicated our lives to Jesus, and we were baptized. I have been delivered from so much. I'm here today for the second time. God in the last week has blessed my life in multiple ways. Wrongs are being righted. Friendships are rekindled. I know and can undeniably feel Jesus' influence in my life. Praise the Lord. God gave me a different view on life and how to love one, because we are all in this together, don't matter what race you are. Ever since my wife and I have been attending Remnant Church, I gained some of my family members, and my faith has been stronger than ever. He brought my family back to church, anxiety consuming my mind. I would pray, and I came across Psalm 91, and God gave me revelation. I knew it was time to find a church. I came across Remnant and listened to your sermon, and I listened to another pastor's sermon. The plan was to visit both churches. I never made it to the second church. God said, this is home. I'm so thankful for this church. It's been a blessing to my life. No more fear. No more anxiety. I finally grabbed a hold of God and really began to seek after God. I became so hungry for more of God that I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I haven't found anything else that can satisfy me since. Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. God has also given me visions of my life. I came in as dry as a desert and bitter and distant from God. God used Remnant, this building, as a place where he made me lie down to restore my soul. Just a couple more, My boys have grown in the Lord here, as have I and my husband. My family sits together every Sunday on the same row. I prayed for this. My parents couldn't be in the same building after divorce years ago. And for the past couple years, though still divorced, they sit on the same row every Sunday with me and my sister's families, praising God, saved. Up into the call he has placed on their lives. Answered prayers. Our grands, who we thought we'd never get to have a relationship with, come here with us often. Started in jail ministry and have had support from church members in that, believing to see many souls coming from that ministry. This is one of my favorites, man. A little over a year ago, I met this lady. We started dating. At that time, I didn't even know if I believed in God or Jesus. But I started going to church. And over the past year with her and her family, and now I believe in Jesus, and I know where I'm going. I'm so grateful this church means so much to me. I was lost in my mind. Surrounded in fear and anxiety every day of my life. I had to leave my job. Me and my husband struggled for months. But God, we held on to the promise he gave. He restored my joy in what I was called to do to serve him. He provided when there was no way. We have been blessed beyond measure. We have a church and a family who stood behind and prayed. He showed me how to be a Christly role model to the next generation. And those around me in everyday life. Through the way you and Amanda and the others lead, it's made me strive to serve and be a part of something greater. What has God done for me? He gave me a new heart and a new name, literally, by keeping me safe and provided for as I entered and continue to dwell in a time of being alone. He has answered so many prayers, tiny to monumental. I can't begin to list them all, but I do have them recorded in my prayer journal. He also allowed me to experience his presence in a glorious way, along with baptizing me with his spirit and giving me a prayer language. He has filled me with joy and has given me a hope and a future. He has given me words of assurance regarding the restoration of my family. He has given me a hunger and a thirst to know him, his word, and his purpose for my life. He has healed me physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. He has given me a testimony that I joyfully share with others, with any and everyone. He has given me a church family that stands on the inerrant truths of his word. Pastors that lead, disciple, and shepherd so well. I can't begin to put into words all that he has done for me. His praise will continually be on my lips. I am so grateful. That is just a small portion of the cards that were turned in. If your card didn't get read, it wasn't because I didn't want to. I know. I can't keep you here all day. We got to do an outreach. If we didn't have that, I'd probably keep you here all day. Just a small portion of the people that turned in cards. These are stories. These are testimonies of what God has done. Listen, I want you to know something. It was easy to write on those cards. He wants you to share your story to the believer and to the unbeliever, to the church, to the unchurched. And I'm really expecting God to do something so real and so drastic in your life that people are not going to be able to say anything but that had to be God. That had to be God. Only God can take a tumor that was there, verifiably scanned by Emory, one of the most prestigious hospitals, not just in the state, but in the nation. Emory, right? They said that tumor's there. 3 months later, it's gone. Only God can do that, right? God has already done some powerful things. We just read that. In the people's lives here, that people around can say, listen, that had to be God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit that rests on your testimony, this is what I'm believing. Chains in other people's lives are going to be broken. Amen? Bondages are going to be broken. Lives are going to be set free. Minds are going to be healed and restored. Hearts are going to be healed. Marriages can be restored. Hope can be restored and regained. Dreams and promises renewed and grabbed a hold of again. And it's going to be because we let God do something with our testimony. Because one day, when we were lost, He found us. He freed us. John said this in 1 John. Let me just paraphrase it. He said, just so you understand it better. He says, the things that we've seen with our eyes, the things that we've heard with our ears, the things that we've touched with our hands, these are the things we're writing to you. This was his first epistle, John the Apostle, right? He wrote this epistle. He said, this is what he started out saying. What I've seen, what I've heard, what I've handled with my hands, these are the things I'm writing to you. And I'm writing to you that your joy may be full and our joy may be full. Okay? He's saying, it makes my joy complete to tell you what God has done because it's part of my purpose. To share what God has done for me and that what He can do for you. You got to understand there is power in your testimony. There is a release of power that comes from when you share your testimony with others, what God has done. Just as much as I can take a seed and plant it in the ground and water it, I can't tell you exactly how it works, right? I just know this is what you do. You take a seed, you put it in the ground, good soil, you water it, you give it sunshine, eventually it'll start grow. That seed begins to break loose and it begins to grow. Listen, the same thing happens with a testimony. What you're doing, go back to the parable of the sower, you're just throwing out seed everywhere. It might fall on some good ground, it might fall on some rocky ground, it might go into a crevice, but just keep scattering seed. Keep scattering seed. And as you do, some of those are going to take root, and it'll change people's lives. As I begin to tell of the blessings of God in my life and all that He's done for me, there's supernatural power that is released. The same thing is true for you. This is what Revelation 12:11 says. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, right? The finished work of the cross. And then by what else? By the word of their testimony. Who's Him? The adversary, the accuser of the brethren. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, the finished work of the cross, and the word of your testimony. This is a part of our vision. Not just to come in here and keep it to ourselves, but to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To reach the world. I don't think it's by accident that the new building we're moving to is called International Parkway. I couldn't make that stuff up. I can't make that stuff up. International Parkway. Because we're going to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we do that? How do we do that? One heart at a time. One heart at a time. Right? We're doing our outreach today, and we're trying to awaken hearts. But you know how you do that? You know how you share with others. Listen, this is where I was. I was addicted to drugs. I was an alcoholic. I was bound by depression. I was on the verge of taking my own life. But someone talked about the Lord to me, or God revealed himself to me, and this is where I'm at today. He completely freed me. He healed me. He delivered me. He put my feet up on the rock, and now I'm whole. And look at me now. And the same thing he did for me, he can do for you. That's all. It's as simple as that. Do not let the devil stop you from sharing your testimony. Sharing your testimony will actually help you and enable you to be an overcomer. I want you to stand to your feet with me. I said this at the beginning. I believe what we have seen and what you just heard this morning is just a tiny portion of what God is wanting to do. And what he's getting ready to do as we transition into a new place. But I got news for you. I can't do this on my own. Amanda can't do this. Justin and Cassidy and Pastor Reed, our leadership, we can't do this on our own. There is a harvest outside of these walls that is ready to be reaped for the kingdom of God. And he wants to use every single one of us as a laborer to reap that harvest. But I'm going to give a call. Listen, I know it's a tight space up here. An aisle is an altar. We'll say that. I will never close a service. Never close a service without giving an altar call. I promise you. Right? We're going to give you the opportunity. I just want everybody, if you would, just out of respect for others here, would you bow your head, close your eyes? Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Andrew, I've been hearing these stories. As you read those testimonies of what God has done for others, there was a prick in my heart that says, I need that in my life. Maybe it's for you to give your heart to him for the first time. You've never committed your heart and your life to Christ. You've never confessed him as the Lord of your life. And you say, this morning, I want to do that. I want to be free. I want to be healed. I want to be delivered. Maybe it's just during those testimonies, you thought, man, I need that in my life. I need that kind of testimony. I'm dealing with fear. I'm dealing with worry. I'm dealing with depression. I'm dealing with anxiety. I need breakthrough. Maybe you need a healing in your body. Any of those reasons, if you say, I just know I'm in need of some of that, would you just throw your hand up and put it right back down? I'm in need of that in my life. I'm in need of a testimony or another testimony. I'm in need of that. Throw your hands up. Let me see it. It's an act of faith. I'm in need of that.
Thank you for listening to Remnant Church. Our service times are Sunday at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We would love for you to visit with us in person at 5134 Joe Frank Harris Parkway in Adairsville, Georgia. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.